The following programming is sponsored by School of Investing Corporation. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind the biggest moves in the stock market. It is presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. All right, today is Tuesday, March 22nd, and I want to welcome you to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio 860 AM in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. You can also find me on Facebook, TikTok, and other social media by searching Larry Steinhaus. You can even find me on True Social if you're on there as well. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that like button, hit that share button, and don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. You can also comment live during the show on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and please say hi so I know you're watching. By the way, if you're commenting from a group and it's not the Money Chat Now fan page on Facebook, your name may not show up on my dashboard, so please go to the Money Chat Now page and comment there so I can recognize you. Money Chat Now is brought to you by Investor Schooling, and of course you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com, and there you will learn about real estate investing and stock options trading from those who do it every day. All right, I want to take a minute to say hello to some people online. Hey Joe and Charles and Moshe, thanks so much. I totally appreciate you guys. You guys are awesome. All right, so on today's show, we're going to be discussing the futures update. We're going to be talking about the war. We're going to be talking about cybersecurity, treasury bonds, and the air crash mystery. What's going on over there in China? Well, we're going to find out. All right, let's talk a little bit about the futures and what's happening right now. So first of all, yesterday, you know, I basically had expecting a pause, and yesterday was partially that pause. Remember I said that the market was going to take a slight downturn for just a little while, you know, maybe a day or so, just because it was too hot. But the Dow finished better than I thought it would when it ended only down 202 points. Now think about that, right? You know, I'm saying it only ended down 202 points, but let me explain why I think that was actually pretty good. The NASDAQ wasn't so bad. It only dropped 55 points, as a matter of fact. And the market was on fire for the past few days since the 15th of the month. So like I said, it would be expected that the money managers would take some profits, and that was most of the morning. We also had, of course, Boeing dropping because of the China Airlines plane crash, and that did have an effect on the market. I got my take on that at the end of the show, so make sure you stay tuned for that. The big issue, however, also turned out to be Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, opening his mouth yesterday. The market was down, about 120 points, and, you know, until a news flash about Powell mentioning that inflation was too high and he would do whatever it took to lower inflation. To me, it was a big whoop moment. We already knew this from last week's speech, and he'd been saying the same thing. The problem with Powell is that he's like a robot. Inflation is too high. We must combat inflation. Exterminate, exterminate. Doctor Who fans understood that reference. And it's very fitting. The guy doesn't even smile or make any facial gestures when he speaks. The market just reacts to his statement. His exact words were, "The labor market is very strong and inflation is much too high." Really? Hey, money managers, this is last week's news. Who cares? But here's the statement that shook the market. "We will take the necessary steps to ensure a return to price stability," he said. "In particular, if it's concluded that it's appropriate to move more aggressively by raising the federal funds rate by more than 25 basis points at a meeting or meetings, we will do so and determine that if we need to tighten beyond common measures of neutral and a more restrictive stance, we will do that as well." Yes, that's almost exactly what he sounds like. This is pointing to a possible big deal, half a point raise in interest rates in the future. And the problem with Wall Street is it's always uncertainty. It's not the fact that he said this, it's the fact that he didn't say it, right? If he would have just come out and said, "We will be raising interest rates a half a point next time," it would have had less of an impact on the market. Of course, we're going to wait for the result in about a month or two, but I still think this is already baked into the price of the market. The big winners yesterday, of course, were like oil company stocks. Oxy moved up 8%, and Marathon Oil also moved up. I was surprised at this, but it is what it is. These stocks are really being manipulated by fake news about why oil prices are rising. You know, I mentioned it yesterday on yesterday's show, and I got to tell you, I really believe the play is over. But if you want to take a quick ride, it may actually make some sense. Apple also moved up a bit, and considering the market drop, along with the fact that Apple services were offline for a few hours yesterday, it's pretty good. Anybody experienced trouble with their Apple phones yesterday, or trying to get into the App Store, or trying to get into their iCloud? Yeah, I couldn't get into my calendar for about an hour. I still like the play, by the way, of Apple into earnings. I think it's a great play. Everything else notable drop, like Meta and the travel stocks. I actually bought a bunch of American Airlines on the dip, and I'm going to be looking to sell the covered calls this week for a quick 2 to 3% profit in a week. Look, all right, let's take a quick look at the futures. Right now, the Dow is up 153, the S&P is up 12, and the NASDAQ is up 20. Real quick, I want to say hello to some people who have joined us online. Peter, Lewis, Carrie, Mick, and Michael, thanks so much. I always appreciate you guys watching and paying attention to the show. You guys are awesome. And don't forget, hey, Jose, if you just came on right now, and don't forget, if you guys share this and you have the most shares, you're going to get a free ticket to the Freedom and Finance event. I'm going to be talking about that in a little while. So hit that share button right now, and if you have the most shares in the week, I'm going to give you a free ticket to the event. All right, let's talk about the war in Ukraine. And look, it's been over about a month now since it started, and it's certainly a surprise to see that not only was it not easy for Russia to walk in and take over, but it's interesting to see that Ukraine is actually defending itself. The reality, however, is that Ukraine, you know, may be defending itself, but they certainly can't take any offensive steps to do reciprocal damage in Russia. They simply can't fly over Moscow and bomb them. That would be great, right? It's just not about if they would or not. It's really about if they can do it. They don't really have the power to do this. Russia, however, continues to turn Ukraine into rubble. And frankly, I got to tell you, it's pretty sad, right? Over 3.5 million people have left Ukraine as refugees. You know, they're mostly women and children, as the men stayed behind to fight the advances of the Russians. You know, many don't even know if they'll ever see their loved ones again. And there have been rumors of peace talks between Zelensky and Putin. However, really no concrete evidence, and it really doesn't seem to be moving any further. Many, including myself, thought this would be a quick event and Ukraine would roll over very quickly. And not only did that not happen, but now a poll in Ukraine actually says that 90% of Ukrainians think they will win the war. Now, I got to tell you, whether this is true or not, whether they win a war or not, but you have to understand that Zelensky, what an amazing guy this is. He's rallying the troops. He's rallying his country. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this. It's amazing. Anyway, I got to tell you that Russia had more of an organized destruction of Ukraine. And even if it ends soon, the destruction and poverty left behind in its wake is going to be devastating for decades to come. I really hope and pray for this to end and all the people on both sides to forgive and be able to live life again. But it's going to be tough. All right, let's talk a little bit about cybersecurity. The war is also bringing up new issues in cybersecurity. Apparently, cybersecurity attacks are growing in frequency since the war on Ukraine has started. Apparently, I don't know if you guys knew this, satellites and satellite communications have been a recent target of cyber attacks. It wasn't really well known. It was hidden in the news somewhere. But at the end of February, a company called Viasat was hacked. And this essentially turned off all communications in many areas of Ukraine. Now, look, no one is actually taking responsibility, and no one directly is blaming Russia or any other country. However, because these key systems were disrupted and caused several issues with response times of emergency workers and cut off key communications in the area, it was a problem, right? So the systems have been restored. However, this hack is once again bringing up the issue of how safe are systems that run on computers. You guys remember the year 2000, right? When 2000 was approaching, every day we got closer to the change of the millennium, the people running the systems with computers got more and more nervous. And I don't know if you guys remember this, but it's kind of funny. I remember it being around 1994, and I was working for a computer consulting company, and one of my clients asked me about what my company was going to do about the Y2K problem. I got to tell you, I looked at her and I go, I had no idea what she was talking about. And I said, what do you mean, Y2K? What do you mean? And then she explained it to me. So those two pesky digits could cause havoc on the world. Well, 22 years later, we know that nothing happened, but the threat of cybersecurity issues causing system problems like loss of internet or loss of electric are becoming more and more likely. You know, a hack into the electrical grid could cause the power to be shut down for days, and the internet could also be shut down. And this would cause major banking systems to all close and transactions to cease. Sorry, Bitcoin people, but this is the stuff that makes crypto even more scary. Remember, we also have the government getting their hands on censorship, and they proved that they can silence whomever they want with the flick of a switch. Biden recently released a statement regarding the threat of cybersecurity, and the one-page letter, just so you know, the one-page letter can be found by searching Biden's statement on cybersecurity. And it starts out with warnings that Russia may infiltrate cyber systems, and all companies should immediately start enhancing their security. You know, I often find statements like this are tells, or that something's expected, or something's already happening. So I'm a little concerned that something's already happened, and they're trying to soften the blow to the public, or they know something's about to happen, and they can't stop it. So again, you know, see, I told you it was going to happen, I told you. So it makes me believe that our first cyber attack is a real concern, is imminent. You know, what are you going to do about it? Well, here's the deal. Not much. The suggestion is to take action and copy some of the ideas of the preppers. So the preppers in 2000, you know, in the year 2000, they were pretty smart. They knew what to do even though nothing happened. And it doesn't matter. So you take preparations and nothing happens, you're ahead. You know, you want to have a little bit of food, water, cash, and ammo would probably be good ideas to have aside. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, have something of value, such as silver or gold, to use as trade if you need it. Have water and food just in case, and be ready for major changes if it happens. So, now you're thinking, hey, do I actually think it's going to happen? Well, I do think it's going to happen, but I don't believe it's going to be devastating. It'll probably be more of a scary inconvenience. Maybe a few days or a week without power or internet will be all. So just be prepared for these inconveniences. It's not going to be major. All right, let's take a break here, and we'll see you back in a minute.
So you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way, and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, I want to thank you all for listening on WWDB Radio, 860 AM in Philadelphia. And if you're watching online, please hit that share button so you can help your friends learn how to make more money. Don't forget, hit that share button, because we're having a contest. The one with the most shares gets free tickets to the Finance and Freedom event. And we'll be talking about that in a little while. All right, don't forget, hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can also leave comments on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And I'll try to respond to them live. By the way, I had somebody said to me last night, who I saw, they knew where I was. And they asked me how they can share it when they're listening on the radio. Well, you can't. So you got to go to Facebook and share it. So I thought that was a pretty funny question. But it is the truth. You have to go to Facebook, find me on Facebook, find the Money Chat Now page on Facebook, and you can share it from there. All right, so far, of course, we've been discussing the war. We've been discussing the futures update. The futures right now are up 176. The S&P is up 14, and the NASDAQ is up 29. We've been talking about the war, cybersecurity. Coming up, we have the Treasury bond, and we have the air crash mystery. I don't know. I'm becoming more and more of a conspiracy theorist every day. But, of course, we also have today's picks and plays. Don't forget to hit that like button. And we just talked about it before. Don't forget to hit that share button. Don't forget to leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And, of course, if you are listening on WWDB Radio, be sure to set a preset to this station and listen every day at 7:30. And when you get home, look at Money Chat Now, and you could share it there, right? All right. I also wanted to let you know that I've been saying this before. I've been telling you about a great event we're going to be hosting at the Washington Crossing Inn in Bucks County. It's a finances and freedom event, along with myself. We have the outspoken Bill Spadia as a keynote speaker, and we also have Doug Mastriano. And I'm telling you, Doug Mastriano, I don't care if you want him for governor or not. The guy is amazing. His story is absolutely amazing. I mean, I think he's going to make a great governor if he does win. But I got to tell you right now, just to hang out with this guy and talk to this guy, he is great. You're going to want to be at this event. You're going to shake his hand and wish him luck. And you want to go to 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com. And you can sign up there. We have a limited number of seats left because, you know, these guys are pretty powerful people. We have a limited number of seats left, so go to 4mmw.com to register. I'm expecting it to sell out fast, so make sure you go there. All right, let's talk about what is going up next. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Treasury bond. So yesterday, the 10-year Treasury bond hit 2.35%, and the weird part was nobody really noticed. And it was a surprise to me. I expected the NASDAQ to drop when the bond hit 2.25. And it's just another sign to me, really, that Wall Street is just fickle and decided what it cares about when it decides to care about it. You know, if you remember, in the past 6 months, each time the bond approached 2%, the NASDAQ would tank. And I mean tank. I mean 2% down, 1.5% down, sometimes 3% down. Now it hits 2.35%, and there was no reaction. So why is this? Well, in this case, the market has simply factored it in already. Tech stocks, which usually get crushed when this happens, are actually starting to rally. It's weird. I'm telling you, Wall Street has no rhyme or reason. That's why when you come to investor schooling, you learn the steak and tuna theory, and you understand how the stock market really works. But let's talk about this. Let me continue this. Now, a recent report shows that certain technology stocks will actually benefit from rising interest rates. And these stocks include Google, Apple, Amazon, Nvidia, and Intel, among others. So why the change? Well, first of all, these stocks have always been safe havens. They're all huge companies with great track records, and most have dividends. The other thought is when inflation starts to affect people's pocketbooks, consumers will look to spend less money on purchases and look for entertainment at home. All of these tech companies represent some type of home entertainment, including Amazon. But not only Amazon Prime, like the videos, if you've been watching Amazon Prime, but because more and more people will be looking to have goods delivered instead of using gas to buy them. Crazy, right? It's almost like the Facebook meme, if you've ever seen it, that says things like, now that COVID is over, we still can't go anywhere because we can't afford the gas. I'm also wondering if working from home is going to make a comeback with the higher gas prices. So if this is true, you know, many prove they can work at home. So if it's true, maybe some of the tech plays like Zoom may actually come back, or even maybe, you know, Peloton is beat to death, but you never know. Something like that may even come back as well because gas prices will keep people away from going out. I don't think Peloton's going to benefit from it, but work from home stocks might actually work. Anyway, look for the tech stock plays as the bond rate increases. I know that's weird, but it's totally contrary to everything I've said before, but you got to follow the trends on Wall Street, even if you think they are crazy, and believe me, they are all crazy. All right, one more time, don't forget about the Finance and Freedom event, and don't forget Doug Mastriano will be there. Don't forget Bill Spadia will be there. I'll be there. And also, we have a bunch of guests talking about how to make money, how to borrow money from private investors, how to buy apartment buildings, how to syndicate apartment buildings. This is actually a really great event. So 4mmw.com, 4mmw.com. All right, let's talk about the air crash mystery. Yesterday, the news was filled with the crash of China Airlines flight that crashed into a mountain. The plane was a 737-800 model, and it was not a MAX model. And I was talking about yesterday that I was the only one who knew that. All I did was go to China Airlines website and see what planes they owned, and they didn't own a MAX. I don't understand why other people in the news media couldn't do that. But anyway, there are many mysteries, other mysteries surrounding the flight. In the past, we've seen the 737 MAX model. Remember, they had serious problems, and there was basically two plane crashes because of those problems. But this plane, like I said, was not a MAX, and in fact, it has an excellent track record as one of the safest planes. You know, so the trouble on this plane also started mid-flight, which is the safest period for any plane. So basically, it was leveled off. The plane apparently nosedived, and for 90 seconds, there was no communications from the pilot. This is a mystery starting to unfold for sure, or needs to unfold for sure. Here's another head-scratcher for all you conspiracy theorists. No manifest of the passengers has been released, and so far, no human remains have been found either. Yeah, I can hear the collective wow from all of you, and you didn't know that, right? Another interesting point is no one is discussing the fact that China Airlines grounded all of their 737s except for this one. Want to bet this crash simply removes itself from the headlines in a few weeks? Will we ever know what really happened? The real question will be, who was really aboard that craft? Anyway, I'll let you guys think about it while we take a break and I reinforce my bunker before the government finds me and silences me. See you in a minute.
Investor Schooling needs a new slogan.
Investor Schooling? Never heard of.
Investor Schooling?
Never heard of.
Investor Schooling? Never heard of them.
Any suggestions, Phil?
Investor Schooling. We never heard of you either.
Investor Schooling. We never heard of you either. Register for a free class at investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I'm your host, Larry Steinhaus. And if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829, 866-424-2829. Hey, of course, right? We've been talking about the futures update. Right now, the Dow is up 178, the S&P is up 14.5, and the NASDAQ is up 27.5. We've been talking about the war, cybersecurity, the Treasury bond, and the aircraft mystery. I got to tell you that the comments right now that are going, if you guys need to pay attention to the comments, everyone is all over that conspiracy theory about the aircraft. So keep the comments coming. They're great. All right. Don't forget, we also have coming up, we have today's picks and plays. But hit that like button. Hit that share button. Let everyone know a great stock plays are coming by sharing this information. And, of course, if you share it the most, you're going to get a free ticket to the Finance and Freedom event. And you can also leave comments on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this station and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know about the politics behind the stock market. All right, let's talk about what's going on. So yesterday was probably the breather I had been expecting, as I mentioned earlier. We had a few great days in the market, so the money managers basically took some profits and also reacted to Powell's reiteration of interest rates rising. Today we do have the earnings report for Carnival Cruise Lines. At least I think. Every time they announce that they're going to have earnings report, it seems to not happen that day. But we'll see. This will also set the tone for travel stocks. You know, the stock has been beaten down by fear and government overreach from the scamdemic, and it should be rebounding. The earnings report will, of course, be only part of the story. The real story will be the guidance. Remember that most cruise travelers are elderly, and the elderly is the group that's most frightened by the government for governmental fear tactics. And it's sad because so many of them are staying home dying watching television instead of enjoying the little life they have left on a cruise or vacation. I don't understand it. I mean, you know, go out. Go out, enjoy yourselves. You know, it's terrible what we're forcing people to do with fear. Well, we'll see how the industry reacts to this earnings report today. I do believe it'll be a good report, and I also think it'll help other travel stocks move up as well. American Airlines is probably my biggest investment at this time, and I got to tell you, I need it to go to 20 before May. It's getting closer, but there's plenty of time. I'm only a little nervous, right? All right, for most companies right now, it's a good opportunity to enter. We're approaching the next earnings season, which could boost most stocks. And as we approach your announcement dates, I think it's going to be really well. My favorites continue to be, of course, Apple, Meta, Google, Amazon, the travel stocks, including Boeing, by the way, which will be a great play as Wall Street forgets the plane crash yesterday. And did you ever notice that Wall Street does that? They just forget. They have such a short memory. Think about it. Wall Street even forgot there's even a war going on. The day the war started, the market tanked. Oil stocks are also rallying on the fake news that oil supply might be drying up. You know, crazy article mentioned this, but Wall Street believes it, or at least believed it was an opportunity to get back into the stocks, and it may have been. I still believe it's too late, but I did say that 15 points ago on Oxy, so maybe I was wrong. All right, today I expect the market to continue to move up. I also suggest to buy any dips. All the bad news has been factored in, and only good news will be coming. All right, on the crypto scene, by the way, it looks like Bitcoin had a great 24 hours. It's up about 5%, and Ether topped 2,300. You know, I've said this before, that crypto is often a tell of the market, so it could be a good sign for stocks. Gold and silver is kind of just sitting there. Nothing's really happening. It is, you know, it's around 19 and a quarter for gold, so that's not great, but actually it's pretty good compared to what it was a few months ago, but I'd like to still see it in the 2,300, 2,400. The Treasury bond is at 2.35. And again, that was a surprise. We'll have to see where this goes. Hey, look, we all know that there's a new financial situation coming. So will it be a recession or just a simple downturn? If you want to survive, you should order my new book. Go to barnesandnoble.com and look up Money Hacks by Larry Steinhaus. Pre-order it, and I promise you will learn something. And hey, if you've been listening, my accountant actually confirms that it's going to be tax-deductible. It might be tax-deductible. So go to barnesandnoble.com, order the new book, Larry Steinhaus, Money Hacks. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. Don't forget to also sign up for the Freedom and Finances event. Go to 4mmw.com. There you will meet my good friend Bill Spadia, my other good friend Doug Mastriano. And I'm telling you, Doug Mastriano, man, he's going to be the greatest governor this state ever had. I would compare him to Ron DeSantis. That's how good this guy is going to be. So go to 4mmw, and you get to meet these guys. And you get to hang out with us and learn all about real estate. All right, I also want to thank the listeners of WWDB Radio in Philadelphia. I want to thank you for your continued support. Of course, my name is Larry Steinhaus. I am the host of Money Chat Now and the CEO of Investor Schooling. And from time to time, I own some of the assets discussed in the show. The opinions discussed on the show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Make it a profitable day.